This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now here's your host, Maggie Strickland.
Good morning. Welcome to Rock Talk. Maggie Strickland with you here. And today I've got a room full of people from the Rochester Oratorio Society. Welcome, everybody. I have Beth Kamen. She is the events chair. I have Dennis Rosenbaum. He is the arts administrator. Luis Perez, who is from Horizons, and we'll be talking to him about Horizons and what that's all about. And I have Eric Townell. He is the artistic director. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yay.
Good morning.
So glad you're here. We're going to talk first with Eric, and he's going to tell us what Rochester Oratorio Society is all about, how you got started, and what is it you do?
Rochester Oratorio Society is the area's leading large chorus and orchestra. And
great.
For 70 years, we've been producing concerts of choral and orchestral music in the nine-county region in Rochester, surrounding Rochester. And it's 70 years of success because our volunteer organization has just worked very hard at sustaining and growing this wonderful group all these years.
How did it get started?
It started in 1945 with a performance of Messiah, Handel's Messiah, and that's been a mm-hmm. staple of our repertoire ever since, but we've broadened out to a lot to include a lot of modern works that we've created for ourselves, and then European tours and tours to China and that sort of thing. So it's grown very, very nicely.
How did you get involved?
Well, I started about 10 years ago, almost 10 years ago now, and I moved here from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, specifically to work with the Oratorio Society and to help them with their mission of growing the organization to its current state.
Do you sing?
They never let me sing or handle money.
But you have such a great voice.
No, these are smart people. And, you know, these are very smart people, so they let me swing my arms in a very anonymous way, and that's perfect for me.
And the Oratorio Society, is that something that anybody can be a part of, or is it take a special type of person?
Well, we're looking for that special person who loves to sing and can do it really well and has the kind of background that lets them do this at a high level of success and enjoy it. And we have many of those.
So. I love to sing, and fortunately, I can keep the mic off when I do it because I don't think anybody else would want to hear me sing. In fact, I'm always getting requests to sing solo. They can't hear me. So, yeah, I understand that. As a matter of fact, my mother-in-law, she went to Eastman, and she's a professional pianist, and she accompanies a lot of, they live in Denver, and well, outside of Denver and in Colorado, and she accompanies a lot of chorales and different singers, and she travels a lot with them, and she very much enjoys it.
That's
so
exciting.
It's an exciting, she's very good at it, and so that is exciting for people. I love music, that's why I'm in radio.
Right.
But again, I don't perform. I play the radio. That's about the only
thing. Well, and we all love the radio. So
there you go. I know. You're all listeners, too. That's very exciting for me. Anything else you want to tell us about this society?
Well, this is our 70th season, so we have some very celebratory events, one we're going to talk about today, but we also produce our own concerts.
Okay.
And one of them is coming up on October 30th. It's a big oratorio called Elijah. Wonderful, monumental piece. Just wonderful to hear. Very inspiring. And then we do a free concert in December for the city called A City Things for the Season. And then we celebrate our 70th anniversary in March with a concert of audience favorites and favorites that singers love to do. And we actually perform at the Rochester Philharmonic in June then. We have an international vocal competition in April that's very exciting. So,
what's that about, international?
Well, emerging talent and vocal performers come and compete for prize money and performance opportunities with the Oratorio Society. And it really is a career step for them. They go directly from that competition into the Metropolitan Opera and to major stages around the world. So it's really helped a lot of young artists grow their careers. It's just been terrific.
What are your venues around here?
Well, we sing primarily at the Hochstein School of Music because we need a large facility. And then Temple Brith Kodesh is the venue we've announced for the competition in April. So, and that's a very elegant gala type event. It's perfect for that space. So we love to be there.
Anything else you wanted to add?
Well, we'll perform at the Rochester Philharmonic in June of 2016, and that closes our season.
What do you perform with them?
Well, we're the backup chorus for them where there's actually incidental music to a ballet that we're singing. There's some choral music that goes along with that, and then some wonderful dances by Borodin that have exciting choral singing with them, and so we'll be the choir for hire for that event.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Great. You have what's called the Horizons program. Can you tell us something about that?
Well, one of the important aspects of Oratorio Society is they've always taken an active interest in developing people's passion for singing and developing the skills that are necessary for that. And so we want to bring as many young people along as possible. And singing is one of the best things you can do for building your personality and also learning your socialization and learning how to cooperate in something that's larger than yourself. And so, you know, education is very important to us. And this year we've started to find a way to work with urban youth to give them this opportunity so that later in their lives they can be part of something like the Oratorio Society. And we just figure that when there's more singing in town, it's a better town.
Oh, I agree.
So I agree. And so we were really happy to discover Mr. Perez and his wonderful group. The Horizons program is very inspiring, and Lewis is a wonderful colleague and a fantastic administrator, and it's been a good relationship so far. So,
well, let's have Lewis tell us about the Horizons program.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
We're very excited about being able to partner with an organization with such history, with such excellence in terms of our kids. The Horizons Student Enrichment Program has been around for 51 years.
Wow.
In Rochester, New York for 21 years at the Harley School.
Mm-hmm.
And since I've joined the Harley School, we've been expanding that model in the community. So we're up to 9 programs, served about 1,000 kids this past summer. But our Horizon sites are Horizons at U of R and Horizons at MCC.
Okay.
It's an enrichment program that really closes the achievement gap for kids who don't have those opportunities, like getting the talent that could come from an oratorical society to teach kids music and how to sing and those type of things. Our kids average a 6-year return rate.
Wow.
If they come 3 to 5 years, it includes a middle school grade. The program is K through 8th. 90% of them graduate from high school on time, and 75% of them go to college. My 2011 cohort, all 12 of them graduated from high school in June. And we've confirmed that 9 of them are at college. And that's the kind of history that the Horizons program has had around the country. There are 47 affiliates now across the country, 3 of them here in Rochester.
When the kids come to take part in that, do they have preconceived ideas of what it's all about, or are they prepared for what's going to happen?
They're usually not prepared. Mm-hmm. I mean, they usually bring the culture of the school they're in.
Okay.
And then they get to the Harley School. It's a very open place, and the way that we present the program to them is one of high expectations with a lot of love and care and encouragement. No one fails in our midst, regardless of what they're doing, and they kind of get it. I think what happens is kids get caught up, as we do actively recruit kids who are already showing deficiencies in reading and math.
Okay.
And if they come year after year, they get caught up. But then by going to a place like the Harley School every summer and experiencing that whole campus and the way that we do things, it's a hands-on, experiential kind of curriculum. Something happens mind-wise, you know, mentally about education. In fact, this year's cohort, all by 3rd through 8th graders, 89 of them, and one of the survey questions was, do you plan to graduate from high school? 100% of them said yes.
Wow.
And the second question was, do you plan to go to college? And about 80% of them said yes. And that's kind of what we're trying to instill in them, not just that that they're special and they have a lot of talents and they love music and they just take to it, you know, in a very big way, but that they can succeed, you know, if they work hard and apply themselves, they can do anything.
It's too bad not all the schools can do something like that. I think it would be a whole different society if that were true.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because the city school district has been looking very hard at our model.
Uh-huh.
We've been working with them. They've even changed their language around talking about summer school, making it enrichment. They're always amazed. I had a 95% daily attendance this year.
Wow.
And what we tell them is kids vote with their feet.
So you have
to make it fun. You have to engage them, and they'll come back. So they're looking very hard at how they can do things differently to be able to help kids in the summer. Summer is one of the biggest wasted spaces in terms of helping get kids caught up. And through Horizons National, National Summer Learning Association, a number of groups have been studying this phenomenon. And you can really close achievement gap in the summer. And for us, music is a big part of it. Harley is a music school, art school, and the kids absolutely love it.
Do they get into different styles of music? A lot. Do you open up their horizons to other styles of music?
Absolutely. We have a full-time music teacher, a full-time art teacher in the summer, and they bring all kinds of different genres. And, you know, what we were able to do with these folks this summer was very, very exciting. And those were middle school students, 5th through 8th grade. And they really enjoyed it and learned a lot.
Yeah. Do you have any success stories?
I have a lot of success stories.
Yeah, share one.
Are you talking just in general?
Yeah, I guess. Maybe somebody, you don't have to use names, maybe somebody that sticks in your mind that really benefited from the program.
Right. I have a, I've been sharing a story since this past summer of a young boy when he was in second grade, was really struggling. Some of the teachers were struggling with him. And you know, and I would always say, listen, these kids grow up, they mature, let's stick with them. He was having a hard time thinking abstractly, and so they created a nest one day, an edible nest, because they were studying birds. And when the teachers asked him to eat it, they can now eat it, he got very upset and said, they're trying to make me eat dirt. And I remember standing with him in my office trying to explain to him, tell me the ingredients you got to make this. And he put it together. But every time we told him to eat it, he was like, I'm not eating that. That's a nut. It's dirt. That's where he was in first and second grade.
Right.
Fast forward to this year, they were doing a writing assignment in his class, fifth grade. And the question was, tell us about what would be your dream vacation. And he talked about Horizons.
Oh.
And he said Horizons is his dream vacation, would be his a dream vacation. He said, my cousins and siblings are here. We don't have to bring any money because they provide everything. The love they've shown me for the past 6 years has really made a difference. And he's become a thoughtful, articulate young man that just needed some attention
encouragement
and some love. Well, we talk about love all the time because they just don't get that when they're out there.
Right.
It's fending for themselves, and often it's critical. The stuff they get is critical and demeaning to them. We reverse that whole process. Right. And we can't get rid of our kids. We have classroom assistants. We have classroom assistants working for us now who started in second and third grade, have gone through college,
and
last year I had to write an employer to let this young man off for 6 weeks so he can come back and be with the program because, you know, he had a regular job, but he wanted to be at Horizons.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Sounds like you guys are doing an amazing job there.
That's really cool.
Really appreciate the work and effort you put into it. How did you get involved with Horizons?
Well, my wife and I have been doing inner city outreach for almost 30 years, and about 6 years ago, 7 years ago, I found out about this opportunity, and I had heard about Horizons because of the work I had been doing in the community. When I looked into the model and the success they were having, I said that would be really something neat to get into. But what really intrigued me was to multiply it in the community.
Right.
And so this past summer, as I said, we served 1,000 kids, and we're on the precipice of really wrapping
that
up.
That's so encouraging.
We're really encouraging the community to become the first city in the nation to scale high-quality summer learning full-income kids here in Rochester. So.
Oh, well, I hope you do it. I hope you really do it, because that'll be very exciting for everybody involved, the whole community.
And the enrichment pieces are huge. Yeah. The art, the music. Our kids learn to play tennis. They learn to play squash.
They swim.
They swim.
Swim. Well,
that's one of the staples of Horizons. Every kid has to learn how to swim. So at the end of the summer, I get a report card for each child on what their progression was.
Great.
And there's this thing called the spillover effect, where when kids learn how to swim, their self-esteem changes, the way they look at themselves change. And you take some of those concepts of sticking to it and not getting frustrated and transfer it into the classroom, and it works.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds exciting.
Very, very exciting.
Well, thank you for being with us today.
Glad to be here.
Who's next? Who wants to talk? Beth, we've got Beth next. Beth, you are the events chair. Tell us what your duties are.
My duty is to organize this great event that we're going to have on Thursday, November 12th at Artisan Works. It starts at 7 o'clock. It's called Throwback to the 70s with ROS. ROS stands for Rochester Oratorio Society.
Okay.
We're going to have laser sound equipment as our DJ.
Oh, that's Paul Jason.
Yes, it is.
He's one of our DJs.
Yes, it is.
Great.
And also our small resonance group. They are members of about 20 that go out, and we call them our choir for hire. They will be starting our program, welcoming all of our attendees with singing 70 songs. What else are we going to do? We're celebrating the 70th anniversary, and we're having
a few of those here.
Yes, you do. And we're going to have a 70s dance party.
Great. Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. Will there be disco?
It's disco from the early 70s rock and roll to the disco.
Great.
Yes.
Will there be snacks?
There'll be snacks, and there will be beverages, adult and non alcoholic beverages. Mm-hmm. We will also be having a Chinese auction. We have some wonderful gifts. And we will be having a 50-50 raffle. And the best part of this, and you're probably wondering how we got the Horizons program, part of the proceeds from this are going to go to support the Horizons program.
Wonderful. Great cause. So what do people do if they want to take part in this?
You can call our office, which is, Dennis, why don't you give us the telephone number?
Yeah, we'll squeeze Dennis in there, too. Got to get Dennis on. Hi, Dennis.
Hi. Our number is 473-2234, and that's in the 585 area code if you happen to be living in outlying areas.
473-2234. Okay.
Tickets are also available through brownpapertickets.com. And you look for the Throwback to the 70s and Rochester Oratorio Society.
Okay.
When you get on the site.
Or, yes, find any member and they can you can purchase tickets from them. And the tickets are how much?
A mere $19.70.
That's a bargain.
Yes,
it
is.
For a night of partying.
We want
70s style.
We want people in the community to know who we are.
Uh-huh.
We realize that a lot of people don't always come and listen to choral music, mm-hmm. but we certainly want to introduce ourselves to the community through a party, through the resonance singing, and hopefully they'll be encouraged to come and listen to one of our choral performances.
Do they have to dress like the 70s?
They can come dressed in 70s. There will be a 70s apparel contest.
Okay.
But you can come dressed in your casual 2015 costume, your regular clothes.
Okay. All right. Great. Well, that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm assuming everybody's going to be there. It's here. Dennis, is there anything else you want to tell us about the Rochester Oratorio Society? You are the arts administrator. What does the arts administrator do?
I handle a lot of the day-to-day operations in the office. So as they said, I'm the person you will talk to if you want to order tickets, both for our upcoming Elijah and for the Throwback to the 70s. And I handle correspondence, phone calls, member registration, whole panoply of stuff.
How did you get involved?
Well, actually, that was thanks to Eric. I've sung in the Rochester Oratorio Society since 1989, and I sing in resonance as well. And I was between positions, between contract positions, and our previous administrator gave notice. So Eric contacted me and asked if I'd be willing to fill in for a little while as interim. And after a few months, we decided it was a good fit, so he hired me permanently. I have a bachelor's degree in music and in math, and I have an MBA in finance and accounting, so it was a good
fit.
And
what do you do in your spare time?
I write music, actually.
Oh, do you really? Wow. Does the society sing any of your music?
Yeah, we'll be doing a Hanukkah piece of mine this year at the City Sings concert in December.
Great. Oh, exciting. Very good. Well, I want to thank everybody for being here today. I'm really excited about the Rochester Oratorio Society and what you're all about. Getting our audience a little bit more idea of what you guys are about. So appreciate you being here. Hope you get a big crowd at your 70s event. And that's at November 12th, correct?
That's correct.
Yes.
And again, what's the information? I know I have it here. It is November 12th at the Artisan Works. Mm-hmm. And it starts at 7 o'clock. That's just down the street from us.
Yep.
On Blossom Road.
It's on Blossom Road.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hope you have a great turnout. And again, thank you, everybody, for being here with me today. And hope to have you come back sometime in the near future.
The next time we have another event.
There you go.
There you go.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ, a part of the DJRO Broadcasting Company. Bye.